Ew, you like country music? How? Every song sounds the same. It's all about drinking beer and driving trucks.
Lots of hate is directed towards country music, and is oftentimes by people that listen to songs where a man is talking about doing drugs and saying the name of a clothing brand over and over again. Something many people would consider bad or not real music. Even though there are certain songs we all agree should never see the light of day again, baby, people's choices in music seem to be cultural. And though there is no definitive answer as to why we are drawn to specific genres of music in the first place, there are many opinions about what keep us invested in them. While listening to music, many different parts of the brain light up, including the parts of our attention, planning, memory, and the emotional part of our brain, the limbic system. All of these combine to create very strong emotions for many people as they listen to music. Alternatively, the enjoyment of music could be completely dopamine-based. Dopamine is a chemical released in the brain and gives off a feeling of pleasure as the person does something, well, pleasurable. For instance, a person may take a bite of some delicious food or hear really good music, and the brain would release dopamine as a reward. But what makes us fall in love with these specific genres? Though there is no true answer, and not much backing science, most people seem to think it is based off of where you grew up, how you grew up, and what you listened to as you grew up. For most Westerners, pop music seems to be everyone's go-to, with youth being the ones to have more diverse tastes in music. Two such students at Apex, Sam Mizell and Dawson Heinbaug, listened primarily to the infamous genre of metal. When asked why he liked metal, Heinbaug had some interesting things to say about it. "Metal for me is a stress reliever, and to hear the powerful, raspy voice really speaks for you and lets you know that there are other people going through the same thing as you." Mizell shared a similar opinion in that metal is a stress reliever, and the style of metal, the raspy voices and screaming gives more power and emotion that soft singing really just can't give. Ideas that are echoed by many fans of the heavier genres. On a different note, what seems to be echoed with the students interviewed about rap music were polarized in two schools of thought. Emotional rap is the best kind of rap because it's like emotional poetry put over a beat, and what some would call hype rap is the best. This hype rap is centered more around bragging, or as the name suggests, hyping yourself up. One common love of these two groups is when the beat just goes hard, because powerful instrumentals are one of the greatest parts of a rap song. For me, my love of music started with the heavy metal band Black Sabbath. When I was a kid, I had a radio that could play CDs, and one CD I had was a collection of Black Sabbath's greatest hits. At first, I listened to it because when I found it, while digging through my dad's CD case, I thought the album cover was cool, but eventually grew into it, and to this day it has shaped my music taste as I now listen to heavy metal and metalcore bands like Metallica and, somewhat ashamedly, Bring Me the Horizon. Music tastes are pretty much based on what society is listening to, and oftentimes certain music genres are disregarded, especially by music elitists that are annoying and abnormal, but really, who's anyone to judge anyone's music taste and call it not real? George Miller, aka Pink Guy, aka Joji, aka Filthy Frank, wrote a song where in the end, he puts on a fake voice and mocks people that were complaining about his music not being his real music, because it was comedic rap, not his other sad and emotional music.
We want real music. We want Joji music.
To which he responds with a mocking tone, "Bro, I don't even know real and fake music existed. I mean, I think it's like your fault for putting that stuff into categories. Like, music is music, and if you don't think this is real music, that's your problem." Music is a universal pleasure, and almost everybody can enjoy a good tune. But on the other hand, it feels terrible to have the media, as well as peers, calling your favorite music genre obnoxious or not real music.